Morning, everyone. Today is May 6th, Chav Vav Iyar, Tav Shein Ein Gimel. We're holding here in Simon Tav Samich Vav, Sif Dalid. It's a long Sif, and specifically by the Mishnah Brura where Sif Kod Yud Ches. Just to get the flow, not to jump in the middle of nowhere, we're discussing here if the flour became moist. What should one do with that flour? Does he have to dispose, get rid of all of that flour? Or can he perhaps use some of the flour some way? So the Mechaber told us that if the dafka calls man shahu meluchloch, aval im nisyabesh halachluchis, if the moisture dries, so you have flour, a bag of flour, that got wet and it dried up. Loy mahani rikud, it will not help anymore to sift it out. I'm reading the Mechaber in top still just to get the flow. Why won't it help? Because it's going to clump together, the mifroch, and then it's going to crumble. First it clumps, and then it crumbles. Misarev imashar. And then it's going to get mixed up with the rest of the flour. So once again, you have a bag of flour, got a little wet. And then it clumped together, and then it crumbled. That part that crumbled, it gets mixed up with the rest of the flour. So how are we able to differentiate which was the one that became wet or not? And therefore, v'asala achloi bepesach, one cannot eat it on Pesach. Sif Katan Yud Ches in the Mishnah Brura. Pasul Achle Bepesach. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Ches, number 18. V'achbarim Shenoshu Asakim. What about if mice bite the bag? Im Niko She'ochlu Min HaKemach Nisiyabesh HaLachluchis. If you notice, it's recognizable that they ate from the flour and then it dried up, the moisture, the saliva dried up. Yesh Oimrim Pesach Kula Yasser. There are those opinions that say that if this takes place on Pesach, it's Asr. The whole thing is Asr. Why is the whole thing Asr? The Talinon Shaholchu become Mikoimis Besak. We assume the mice weren't particular and they went to many spots in the bag and they ate and they put their saliva in the different spots and they made a chametz. The saliva, which is obviously in the mouth of the mouse, it causes to become chametz. Just like the saliva of other animals. Therefore, it won't help the eighth of the suggestion which we gave previously, which is to hold the spot where the flour got wet, and then to pour the rest out and hold back the part that got wet. Why not? Why won't that help? Because the mice went everywhere. They're all over the place.
That's the derech, by the way.
That's the derech. Yeah, they're not particular. Not picky eaters.
Nibble here and nibble there.
Nibble here, that's right. If this takes place before Pesach, Yirakir HaKemach, sift out the flour, V'yashenu ad achar Pesach o'im kerenu. Keep it until after Pesach, or you can sell it. Just same halacha as if the flour became wet with water, moist with water, like we said earlier. However, many achrayim are of the opinion that even in this case, when the mice bite the bag, the flour, you can still hold that spot well. Why? V'ashar yirakdenu v'yoichal v'pesach. The rest of you can sift out and eat it on Pesach. Mahani yetzazu afilo imhu toicha pesach. And according to these opinions, this suggestion of holding the spot where the mice, where you see the mice were, to refrain from eating that, will be helpful even on Pesach. Mikom mokoim roi l'hachmer ka yeshoimrim. It's appropriate to be machmer like the yeshoimrim. Unless it's not a case of necessity, emergency, best not to use it. Let me finish this if cotton and share with you a Gemara, which is not really applicable to what we're learning here so much. This whole discussion of holding back the flour only pertains to a case when the bag is not moved around. But if the bag has moved around from one place to another place, or the bag was bitten in many different parts of the bag, of the flour, you can't grab onto that spot where you want to prevent the flower from coming out. Even according to those that are lenient, if it bites different spots, you can't. You only have two hands. How are you going to hold back the flower? It's all, they bit in different parts of the bag. Medina kedin islachach b'mayim and has a halachic status like it became wet with the water, and which is forbidden. Avnu lefimash because avnu b'soyf sivkon akoidim according to what we learned in the last week at the end of sivkon yezayin the gam ben islachach hasak b'mayim ahani arikiko. That even if it becomes wet with the water, one can still sift it out. Before Pesach, Pasha du adin im gam bezeh. Here as well, one can also sift it out if it becomes wet before with the mice from the mice. I'll just share with you an interesting point because we're discussing the mice eating the food here. The Gemara in the Harius says, ask the question: why is it that the cat forgets its owner? Anybody have a cat here? Why is it the cat forgets its owner? You'll say, the cat doesn't forget me. So, the Gemara asks the question, why is it the cat forgets its owner? So the Gemara says as follows. Because if a person eats from something, a mouse, Gemara and Horius, I think that your gimel around there, your Aleph, your gimel. If Gemara eats something that a mouse ate from, it's kosh l'shichach, it causes one to forget. So if a person ate from the same spot, quite sounds a little repulsive to us, but you ate from the same spot of the food where the mouse bit from, it will cause us to forget our learning. So the Gemara says, if one eats from that, it causes them to forget. Oh, even more so, one eats the mouse itself. It's the Gemara says this. You know, it's like the humor. The Gemara, you know, listen, Talmid Chacham had humor, but this is a fact. So that's why the cat forgets. So if you're saying your cat doesn't forget its owner, so it's not eating mice. Okay, which is a good thing, right? Or maybe it's not a good thing. I don't know. So Baruch Hashem. Okay, I think I would share that with you. Okay. So what's the eighth of the Mechaber tells us? Ella, back on top, Yiragdenu v'yishmerenu ad achar ha-Pesach. You should sift the flour and hold on to it until after Pesach. Sift cotton yutes. Ella yiragdenu kedei levar ha-chametz she'imotzei boy. The purpose of sifting it out is to separate and destroy the chametz that you'll find there. Of course, the chametz is from the moisture. Now we're continuing the top of the Mechaber to a different section in this topic, different point. V'im nisyabesh bePesach osu l'shoysoy. If this flour dried on Pesach, nisyabesh is to dry on Pesach, osu l'shoysoy, you cannot keep it in your possession. Sif cotton chaf, that's number 20. The reason why we cannot keep it around the kaimelon, chametz shinisar v'pesach b'mashehu, that chametz that gets mixed up on Pesach, the isser is b'mashehu, which means the smallest amount, as we learned earlier, the smallest amount of chametz will make the food, render the food forbidden. Do we say bottle b'shishim? I have a tiny crumb of chametz, 60 times more opposite that crumb. It won't help. It's osur b'mashu. Mashu means the smallest mashu, smallest little amount. V'imnes arev shloi b'zmanoi b'noisin tam. And if it got mixed up before Pesach, it's b'noisin tam, which means it's batal b'shishim. It's nullified in the ratio of 1 to 60. V'alkein, therefore, v'nusiyabish b'pesach, if it dried, this flour dried in Pesach, af shalichlua choyim mikoidim, even though the moisture came before Pesach, mikomokoyim kozman shehu meluchloch loy hoya misarev. The whole time it was moist, it didn't come together, and it did not get mixed up. When did it start to get mixed up with the flour? That's kinis yabish, when it dried up, which was on Pesach. Nifrach perurim l'secha kemach. Then it crumbled, the flour crumbled in the bag with the flour. This whole mixture got mixed up when? On Pesach. Shu b'mashu. And that's why it's forbidden to keep it around because we're talking chametz here, and it's no bittul, it's not nullified. The smallest amount is forbidden. Even if, well, we'll sift it out, we're concerned that small little crumbs will go derech nikvi anofa through the sieve, and will have problems in the rest of the flour. Masha'enkein, im nisyambesh koidim Pesach, if it gets dry, if it dries up, moist and dries up before Pesach, harei kaimelon do b'chdei nesinas tam b'cholakamach. Then, if it already dried up in the flour before Pesach, then it can become batel b'shishim. Can be nullified with a ratio 1 to 60. It can't ain by shear zeh. However, in our case, it's not before Pesach, it's on Pesach, that's why we cannot keep it around. Kosvu, achroinim, techol asif hazeh, this entire sif, turning the page, Mayri di adinon, is talking about a case that we know, shenislach lechasak mimayim. Our whole scenario is talking about when we know the bag became moist and wet from with water. Avalim sofik shema lichluchoy hu mimei peres. But if it's a sofik, whether it became moist from fruit juice, yesh dahakil la'achloi v'pesach, we can be lenient and eat it on Pesach al de rikud through sifting it. Af in nisyabesh b'seicha pesach, even if it will dry on Pesach. Why is this? That is svek sveka. There's a halacha concept called svek sveka, which we've come across many times. What is svek sveka? Not one doubt, but two doubts. If there are two doubts, we'll say it's permissible. Depends on which case, and so on and so forth, but that's what we're talking about over here. What does it mean, two doubts? Shema nislach loch mimei peiros. Maybe the liquid, it was fruit juice. Maybe it was Peiris. Vimtim Sulaiman Midvarim HaMachmitzim, if you want to say that the flour became wet from those liquids that can turn into chametz, Shemul Lo Nisarev Klum BaKemach Milach Luchas Shenis Yabesh. Perhaps Lo Nisarev Klum, that part did not get mixed up, that part that did become chametz thick, did not get mixed up BaKemach Milach Luchas Shenis Yabesh, from the moisture when it dried. So we have two doubts over here. One doubt is, maybe it's from the May Paris, and another doubt is, maybe we don't have that mixture of the dried water, from the water and flour. Mikomokoim im efshar loy bekal limsoy bekemach acher, kemach acher lepesach, if it's easy to find other flour, ein kedai lechatchil lusmeichal svek sveka leochle bepesach, it's not appropriate to rely on this svek sveka to eat it on Pesach, just rather use other flour. Eliyat Snienu Lachar Pesach. But better is to set it aside for after Pesach. Vuadin in the Slachloch Be'ezed Dovar, if it became moist with anything else, Sheyesh Deyos Ben Apayskim Uhu Bichlam E Peres Amayim Gam Kein Mutalai Dey Rikud. If there is a Shaila of whether or not this liquid has the status of water, or does this liquid have the status of May Peres? We're not, let's say there's a question about it. Better to put that aside, better, he says here, to use, you can do it, use it through sifting it out. Okay. And the Mechaber, we said, Osel HaShoysoi, we cannot keep this chametz around. Sifkan Chaf Aleph, Osel HaShoysoi. The Mishnah Berurah is asking a question now. Why doesn't the Mechaber say we should dispose of it? All he says is you can't keep it around. Why doesn't he say you have to throw it out? But like Kosov, she is rekenu lachutz. The Mechaber doesn't say you have to dispose of it and throw it out. Duhu azul shitosli lekamam esimim tov samach zayin sefyod. Ayin shom. He goes according to his opinion later on. Uledidei yachol limkar laakum chutz midmei isur shibay. And according to him, uledidei yachol limkar laakum, he can sell to the non-Jew, except the value of the chametz. So you estimate how much might be chametz. So let's say there's $50 worth of flour, and $10 worth became chametz stick. So you sell them $40 worth. You tell them, okay, it's worth $40. Avodas haramah shom denoyegin lusoif hakol. According to the Ramah in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, which we'll see Mitzvah Shem in a couple of days, next week maybe. That the minhag is to destroy everything. Who adin bezeh, here also destroy everything here as well. The da, the lefimash is kima achreinim, according to what the achreinim agreed to. The b'makam hefsed gadol, in the case of a large loss, financial loss, loss, you won't have this food. Yuchel lismach adasa mechaber sefyud, chmashe kasavnul el, besim tafim zaymish, mnurur sefkan gimol. And therefore what? Yuchel limkor kol asak lakum chutz mimat, You can sell the whole flour, bag of flour to the non-Jew, except for the chametz stick apart, like in our example, you sell the $50 bag of flour for $40, and you're not selling him the $10 worth of chametz. So this way you're not deriving benefit from chametz, because we cannot derive benefit from the chametz. Of course, we're talking about a case that there's a non-Jew in front of you to sell it to. Now, what's the Mishnah Berurah telling us? I'm selling it to a non-Jew. Well, it's only if he's in front of us. He's telling us that you can't sell to a non-Jew. It's not in front of us. He says, because in the Shaar Tzion, all the way in the bottom, in Sifkot Nun Tes, it's around four lines up from the bottom, he says, Dilav Hachi Halei Osu LaShoysay. Because he tells us in Sifkot Nun Tes, in the Shaar Tzion, you ever have the place there?
Yes.
Okay. That if there is no non-Jew around, then it's Osu LaShoysay. Then you cannot keep it in your possession. We're only saying that you can keep it around when you're selling it to when you can sell it to the non-Jew.
Does he have to be there on the
street? Not necessarily.
Okay, can you call for one?
Yes. Just as long as, right. My understanding is, I would assume just as long as you can, you know, pick up the phone and get in touch with the non-Jew. It doesn't be necessarily in front of you at that second. But you can get rid of it. So therefore, that's the case we're talking about. It's not a problem to have in your possession. Now, we're continuing and discussing the different cases of that which is machmitz, the liquids which are machmitz, and the liquids that are not machmitz. I just want to give a little introduction, which is a general introduction to halacha. This general halacha introduction is that many times you come across halacha, and it has absolutely no bearing on our practical everyday life. Even though it's found in the chelik of Or HaChaim, and the Chafetz Chaim, I believe, spent 25 years of his life putting together this work of the Mishnah Berurah, and he specifically worked on Or HaChaim, one of the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch, because it's the daily living. We have to know, step number one, how to do things on the everyday life. What do? You wake up in the morning, when do you say Maidani? Before or after you wash Negevasa? What's the case? Sometimes we come across halachas that seem so non-relevant to us. We have to remind ourselves, it's still Limud HaTorah, it still has that chelik of the same mitzvah Talmud Torah as the rest of them. Why am I saying that? Because we're going to come across here that, first of all, the topic of discussion might sound a little uncomfortable. We're discussing, is urine, is that machmitz? Is the fluid, bodily fluids, meiraglaim, is it machmitz? Is the liquids from the nose, or this machmitz? Does it become chametzdik? Now, we're not talking about hygiene. Hygiene, we'll all agree, even 2,000 years ago, that no one will call that hygienic and appropriate and so on and so forth. The question is, when they have limited resources, is this machmitz or not? That's the question. So I gave a little introduction just to put things in the proper frame of mind that it's the same schar Talmud Torah whether I'm learning about halach l'maisa or learning about kachim or whatever I'm learning about. It's still the same Torah that Hashem gave us. Okay, with that little introduction, let's... Well, for now it's like learn it and we get reward, right? That's right, that's correct. You learn it out. Droish kabel schar. You learn and you get reward. Okay, says the Mechaber Sif Hei. Hatal is machmitz. The dew is machmitz. The Mechaber tells us that dew is machmitz. So the dew in the morning can become chametzdik. V'chei neirag layim, urine as well, is machmitz. U'mei ha-peh. The fluids that come out of the nose, v'hachaitim in the ears, v'ayin in the eyes, v'oizen. And the ears, what I said, the nose and the ears, okay? The eyes, eyes, right. So he has the mouth, the nose, the eyes, and the ears. All the fluids from the bodily, from the openings of the body, can become chametz. However, avol dam, blood, v'cholov, and milk, v'zeyas adam, and the perspiration, the sweat of a person, einay machmitz, will not cause to ferment. Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chav Beis, Hatal, the dew, Kol hani de machmitzin, hain im shor beloy esek shir chimutz. This that we say, all of these different things, the tal, the mei reglayim, the mei apeh, chaitim, ayin, v'oizen, the fluids from all these different body parts, they can ferment, cause to ferment, that's only if they sat without any involvement with that dough, with the flour, for a shear of chimutz, which he said is 18 minutes. It's not any worse than the case of flour and water, that we said that flour and water does not become chametz under normal circumstances unless it sits for 18 minutes. But if you're moving it around or working the dough, so then that will not cause anything to become chametz thick. The bodily fluids in the person release himself and he goes to the bathroom, liquid. Hainu, the Adam of a person. Bein shu gadol, whether he's an adult. Bein shu katan, whether he's a child. Avol de behemu shar balichayim, yesh deiz vina paiskim yimachavitz. However, it's a machloikis amongst other paiskim as to whether or not the meraglayim of other of animals causes it to ferment, causes the flour, the dough to ferment. Umeyapev achaitim, the fluids that come out from the mouth and the nose, bein shel adam, bein shel shar balechayim, whether it's from people or from other animals. V'atam dechol zeh, dechol elu, heim tolus hamayim v'ohavu kemayim. What's the reason for all this? Why are all these things machmitz? Because they are just like water. They're fluids. They're the fluids of water. It's a derivative of water. So just like water is machmitz, so too these are machmitz as well. Aval dam, blood, v'adin demei hamara, the fluids, liquids of the gallbladder, gamkin ein machmitzin, are also not machmitz. The havuk dam v'leichos rucha, it's like blood and spoiled fluids. Imkain mutal asos mimenu isa l'rfua, one can make an isa, a dough, seems like it has some medicinal value for health reasons. Sifkatan chavav, milk, we said earlier, milk in the Sifkat Aleph for this simin is, let's see, he says v'chalav the kamatz, with the kamatz, as opposed to v'chalav, he says v'huadin chalav, the fat, v'tzeirei, v'chen shuman, the forbidden fats and animal fats, afilu rasech, v'tzalul, v'koshiken nikrosh, even if it's, whether it's smooth or congealed, that it's not machmitz, it does not become chametz. In other words, it has a din of mei peiris. The milk has a status of mei peiris. If you're making matzahs out of milk, you might have to shape it in a different way, just like bread has to be shaped a different way. You can't make milchik's challah or milchik's rye bread. It has to be shaped in a different way, like the English muffin has a different shape to it. That's a different halacha, but just to bring it here as well. And the ein elokim peiris v'ein machmitz, and it's like fruit juice, and it does not mach. It's not machmitz. V'afal gav the chelav v'dam belav hachi asurin. Nonetheless, even though chelav and dam, they are blav hachi asurin, they're forbidden. Become welcome about the b'shishim. Person will ask a question that the chelav, the forbidden fats and blood, we can't eat that. So what's the whole question? I'm making matzahs with this? Was it blood libel with blood? What's going on here? So we're saying no, because chelav and dam, blood, can be bought to b'shishim. So if the little fat, forbidden fat, or a little blood got mixed up in there, so it can be batal b'shishim. Mashenkin chametz v'pesach shu b'mashu. However, chametz on Pesach, as we know, is aser b'mashu. We will finish Yemitz Hashem sif hay by the last slot, the second to last slot of the day. We'll stop here.